Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Mayor Adams unveils $50 million fund to help minority-owned real estate developers. It's Tuesday, March 5th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 50 and a low near 47. Before today's top story, during an hours-long city council hearing, Mayor Adams said he is open to reversing budget cuts he enacted last year if positive local economic trends continue, his top fiscal advisor said Monday, giving city council members hope that some of the mayor's most drastic service reductions can be undone. The hearing, held to examine the mayor's $109.4 billion preliminary budget proposal released in January, marked the official starting point of months of negotiations between the mayor's office and the council before they must come to an agreement on a city financial plan before the July 1st start of the 2025 fiscal year. In the coming weeks, heads from nearly all city agencies will appear before the council to testify about their budgetary needs. Ahead of Monday's hearing, the council released a new revenue projection, first reported by the Daily News, that projects the city to be on track to rake in $3.3 billion more in income, property, sales, and business taxes over the 2024 and 2025 fiscal years than what's predicted by Jacques Gyha's office. Council Democrats repeatedly argued in the hearing that their rosier revenue projections should allow the mayor to undo many of the budget cuts he pushed through in November and January on the auspice that the city needed to offset migrant crisis spending and accommodate Gyha's lower tax revenue forecast. For more on this story right now and the latest in New York City news, visit nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The city is creating a $50 million fund that will serve as collateral for minority-owned businesses attempting to secure loans for work on affordable housing projects, Mayor Adams announced Monday. The effort is aimed at giving a competitive helping hand to non-white developers who historically haven't made up a significant portion of affordable housing builders in New York City. The new fund, which the city is calling the Minority Business Enterprise Guarantee Facility, is composed of $25 million from Goldman Sachs Asset Management and an additional $25 million from the city's Housing Development Corp, and will essentially serve as a financial backstop for minority-owned developers, which often don't have that kind of cash at their disposal. Such guarantees are usually required by lenders as a prerequisite to grant loans, which has led to minority developers either missing out on work or having to partner with larger, white-owned firms. At a City Hall press briefing Monday, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer and the mayor predicted the $50 million will help unlock $500 million in loans to minority developers seeking to help build housing at a time when the city's vacancy rate hovers at an abysmal 1.4%. The city's Housing Preservation Commissioner, Adolfo Carrion Jr., said that's the lowest it's been since 1968. Calls to address the city's ongoing housing crisis have grown louder with every dire new stat. About a third of New Yorkers are severely rent-burdened, a report by the Community Service Society says, meaning they spend over half of their income on rent. And a vacancy survey from last month also found just 0.4% of apartments available on the market in 2023 were for under $1,100. Those numbers come as Adams has largely put the onus on Albany to address the housing crisis after a housing compact floated by Governor Hochul fell apart last year. A key issue is 421A, the expired state tax break for developers meant to spur affordable housing creation. The real estate industry says it's crucial for encouraging new construction, but whether the state legislature will be able to agree on a replacement this session remains to be seen. One of the most important ways we can address this crisis is simple. Build more housing, Carrion Jr. said. We can't wait to move forward on our ambitious housing agenda, and this includes empowering our minority business enterprise firms to take the lead. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.